Good evening and welcome. To get started, go deeper, ask a whole life healing coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and today where I am in the central U.S., it is November 21st, 2019. Welcome to the call. This call is being recorded, and it certainly will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com, dralexanderlloyd.com. We want to answer questions today that might be in the way of your using the healing codes or the trilogy or memory engineering or others of Dr. Alex's products. We know there are questions, but we know that sometimes these things get confusing and complicated to us. So let us help make them as simple as possible, and we'd like to do that. So your questions will be very important when we get to them in just a little bit. First thing I'd like to do is read our disclaimer. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Codes Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. They are based on about 16 years of experience with Dr. Alex and coaching. The healing codes and trilogy and the other products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes and other products deal with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that will focus our attention. Again, welcome, and my name is Kay Spooner, and like I said, I have been a healing codes coach and a whole life healing codes coach now, can't even say that, for 16 years. So, welcome. We hope that some of the experience I've had or some things I read or learned or studied can be of helpful to you to move past whatever's been in your way of your healing. So, again, thank you very much for being here. I would like to start this evening by doing a trilogy process, and we're going to do the basic one from Dr. Alex's teaching on the website. I hope that you've been through it. If you have, that's good. And you'll probably run ahead of me. If you have not been using it, then try to do it with us, and I'll try to give enough direction that you can do that and just experience what trilogy can do. Trilogy is a combination of ways of interacting with the energy systems in our body. So the first part of it, we interact by tapping on some meridians and some acupoints. And the second part is healing codes as we've known it, if you've learned it from the book or from whatever else you've been interacting with Dr. Alex. Healing codes 1 and then some positions from healing codes 2. And the third part is about chakras, healing centers, energy centers, and moving energy through the governing and conception meridians. So all of that is part of trilogy. And Dr. Alex can do it in 3 minutes flat, but we won't do it that fast because I'll be telling you, giving you more information than I can do in that quickly. But we'll do it together, and hopefully you'll benefit. So first thing I'd like you to do is just get with us. So whatever it is you've been trying to get finished up so you could get here or get your mind off of whatever you were doing before and coming together with this group that wants to use these tools for our best and highest good, just feel yourself in the chair, get yourself geographically located, and then realize that your heart is in a safe place. That those of us here are here because we want to heal and help either ourselves or others or both. So, welcome. Let all the air out you can and then take a deep breath in and out. Use your diaphragm. Okay, just doing that helps me lower my shoulders and let some of the tension go out of my shoulders. So you may notice even a difference just from that little exercise. Now just take a scan from head to toe and see where the tight places, the painful places, the pressure points, the uncomfortable feelings are. Just notice them. Hopefully when we get done with this, they will have changed somewhat. So we hope you'll notice that too. Okay. So now think of the thing that's most in the way of your peace right now. It could be something that's just happened. It could be a fear or a concern about something that's coming. It could be a physical issue or an emotional issue or a relationship issue or a financial issue or any number of things. Just think of that thing that's most in the way of your peace. And we would like to do this trilogy process, with the idea that when we are done, that issue will have changed. It will have gotten weaker, or if we were going to rate it a 0 to 10, which you can do if you want to do that, we would expect that at the end of this, process time, that the rating would be a lower rating. We would also expect that if there are things that we've been stuck and can't find an answer to or need some help in getting information, that we will have some ideas open up about where we can get some more information or what other menu items we have. That's something Tom Costello used to say, that our menu is increased when we do the codes. When we lower our stress, we have more menu items to choose from. So those are some ways you might know. Hopefully you will notice some physical changes, like less stress in your muscles and tension in your body. Maybe even easier breathing or a slightly reduced heart rate or more normalized heart rate. Those are physical things, and we're not aiming for those, but we might notice that those would happen. Okay, so let's begin this trilogy process. We're going to start with tapping. And I use the middle finger on my right hand to do it, middle and index fingers together. And we're going to start at the bridge position, which is the inside edge of your eyebrow, near the bridge of your nose. So tap there and just tap until I tell you the next spot. Now the outer corner of the eye near the temple and under the eye on the orbital bone. Be very careful and light there. Upper lip, between the nose and the upper lip. Lower lip, between the chin and the lower lip. Now, on your collarbone, right near the midline of your body, as close as you can get. Okay, and down to the sore spot, down 3 or 4 inches and out towards your underarm, or 3 or 4 inches. You may have to hunt for your sore spot some other time, but in that general area. Now, center of the chest, I use the flat of my hand or the tops of my fingers here to get a real good hit under the arm. Now, below the nipple. Now we're going to tap on the hand. We'll start with the thumb. We're tapping on the nail nearest the side of your thumb nearest your body. So we're just holding our hand up with the palm down. Now we're going to tap on the index finger right beside the nail nearest our body. And the middle finger, same general position. Now we're going to the outside of the hand. We're going to tap on the pinky near the nail on the side away from our body. And now the fat portion of the side of the hand there, we call that the karate spot. Okay, now start tapping on the back of your hand between the index finger and the pinky finger, about an inch up from the webbing of your fingers. And we're going to do what we call a 9G. This is an eye exercise. Keep tapping the whole time. And hold your head still. Eyes open. Eyes closed. Eyes open. Look down left as far as you can. Look down right as far as you can. Now circle up and over to down left. Circle back up and over to down right. Now hum something. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And hum. Okay. That's it. 9G. That's the first part finished. Now we're going to start the healing codes portion, and I usually do the prayer here, so we'll start the first position. Both hands, all 10 fingers, are pointing at the bridge area, which is the where your eyebrows would come together if they did. So just get in that position. And we ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue that's bothering me the most right now. You fill in the blank. Would be found and opened and healed by infusing your truth and love, light and life into my heart and soul and cells. Both hands. Adam's apple. You'll notice that's a modification of the prayer that's printed in the book. That's my way of doing it. So you do your own way if that doesn't work for you. And remember to breathe with from your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. We keep pointing at these positions with our fingers like little flashlights, all five of them together. And both hands, temples. Now we're going to some healing codes, two positions in which we use the whole flat of our hand, the palm of our hand. So left palm at the base of the skull in the back, the right palm on your forehead. And switch, left palm on the forehead, right palm on the base of the skull. Now put your left palm on your low belly with your thumb at your belly button. And then put your right thumb pad on the top of your left thumbnail and let both hands just stack up on your lower belly. Okay, and that's the healing codes portion. Now we're going to do the chakra or energy center portion. Move both hands just in the same position you just had them. Move them down as low as you can get them on your torso, and we're going to touch the body as we move. We're going to feel pressure. We're not going to push hard, but we're going to feel contact as we move up the midline of the body And we're asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow powerfully and abundantly. And we're moving right up this center line through balanced and open energy centers. And we're going to move right on up through the to the throat, and then the midline of the face and over the top of the head to the base of the skull. Both hands stacked up just like that. And we're going to do that 3 times. Okay, second time, go back to the base. This time, as you move up the center line, notice if there's a spot that feels like it needs you to pause. I'm feeling one already. I say that to me, this feels like I'm pushing a bubble and I need to stop. I know that physically that's not what's happening, but it's the indication that I get that I need to stop and let some energy dissipate there or move around some way. So continue then to wherever the next place is that you feel like you need to stop. And then continue again. Over the crown and to the base of the skull. And you're doing that yourself. You can take as long as you want on that second pass there and move back and forth between spots if you need to. Go again to the base of the torso, and we're just going to go up very smoothly and relatively quickly on this last pass. Okay, to the base of the skull, and hold that for a moment. Relax. Deep breath in and out. Now just do another scan from head to toe and see if you notice anything that's changed in your and the way you feel. Okay, thank you for joining me with that. Now, if there are questions about that process or you want to make a comment about it or something, you're welcome to. Your questions are really important, and they will guide this call and help us to be useful to you. So please, let us be useful to you. Press star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand, and that will give me an indication on my screen that you have a question, and I'll be glad to get to you. I also have a way of receiving messages from those who are on the web, and you can type into the chat box and let me know that you have a question, and I'll be checking that hopefully regularly enough to be of use to you. So please take advantage of that opportunity. Okay, so star 2 on your keypad lets me know that you're here and you have something you'd like to share with us. You'd like to tell us some of your excellent experience with the codes, or ask a question, or whatever it is you'd like to do, make a comment of some kind. Again, that's really important in the way this call goes. So if you came here tonight hoping to hear a specific thing, hoping to get a specific question answered, I won't know that unless you tell me. So please tell me. We did have one question submitted earlier from someone who's usually on this call, but it looks like she's not able to be here this evening. The question says, someone close to me recently had a serious bout of pneumonia from which she has mostly recovered, thank God. However, she was left with a hearing deficit due to fluid gathering behind the eardrum. In addition to following her doctor's suggestions, are there any healing codes to address this problem? I don't see hearing included in any of the healing codes. Thank you so much. Okay, so I looked in my manual, and I looked under ears first, because there is a place to look in the big healing codes manual for parts of the body, body systems, and I looked there first and found kindness. So kindness is related to the nervous system. And so that would be the category that we would ask for healing in the area of kindness. Also, I looked for swelling, and swelling is related to our circulatory systems, where the fluids get stopped one place or another. And so not only the blood circulatory system, but also the lymphatic circulatory system. So that one is related to humility. So that would be the second category that I would look at and focus on for those issues. Now, if we want to talk about the emotional parts of that, of those two categories, the humility one, the unhealthy beliefs that are associated with that might be shame, I don't deserve the space I'm taking up, or there might be an apathy one that says, who cares? Whether I'm, I don't have value, maybe. Guilt or shame or wrongful pride, those kinds of things. Embarrassment, humiliation. Those are some of the negative emotions and unhealthy beliefs related to humility. And then the kindness ones are these. The negative emotions are rejection, abandonment, hurt, fear, antagonism, meanness, and sometimes we feel like we don't deserve kindness, or sometimes we haven't been kind, and we're having a manifestation of a lack of flow of kindness. So those are the two I would suggest, and thank you for the question, Patricia, and I hope that that will be helpful to you. Okay, I still don't see a hand up. Please, star 2. And I will check again on the web. Okay. All right. What things are... Where do I want to go? I think I want to go to when someone hurts us and don't know they have, or are not responsible. They're not in a responsible frame of mind when they do it. That happens to me occasionally. I had quite a bit of experience with that when my mother had Alzheimer's and I was helping her. It still happens occasionally in some relationships, and I want very much to be able to just not take that in at all, not receive and carry any negative from that, be able to let it be forgiven and forgotten right away so that there's no harmful effects. Particularly as we're moving into holidays now, and a week from today is Thanksgiving Day, and then it will be just no time at all till Christmas, and we start a new year again, and here we go, round and round. But this time of year stirs up feelings of all kinds regarding our relationships, particularly our family relationships. And sometimes we're challenged to let the past be gone and to act in truth and love in the present moment, which is Dr. Alex's goal for us all. It's what the Love Code is based on, and almost all his philosophical teaching is based on that desire to not let the past or the future get in the way of this moment and living it truthfully and in love. So sometimes when we get hurt, we get mocked or yelled at or diminished or neglected or taken advantage of or whatever else, those things can get in the way of truth and love in the present moment, particularly when we're again in the presence of those people and maybe even in some of the same kind of circumstances in which the hurt happened before. So if that's something you'd like to work on, maybe we can do that with another code in a little while. But I certainly would like to hear why you're here for this Q&A. Because I want to answer your questions if we can, or at least talk about them and ask for input from others if we're stumped. So please let us know. Star 2. Okay, we have an answer from somebody regarding the hearing question. Some antibiotics can cause temporary healing loss, so maybe a detox code. Okay, that might be a good point. So thank you. If she's had pneumonia, she probably has had antibiotics. And so a detox code, if I were going to do a detox code, I'd do the universal code and just have that as my desire. And then I would probably do some immune system work too. So let's see. I think Joy. Joy is skin and oil and glands. I'm still here. I'm looking in my book. Patience. Patience is the immune system. So that would be another good one to add to that work. Okay, thank you very much for that help from the web. Okay. All right. We have a hand up, and I don't know where you're from or who you are, but go ahead and talk to me.
Hi, this is Lynn. My cell phone does that. I think it comes through as a web call or something.
So what's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn, thank you. I'll put it here so I can refer to you by name. Okay, thank you. Okay,
so,
Lynn, how
I know kind of the basics, so So if I'm asking a question that everybody already knows the answer to, I apologize. But
No.
That's fine. Okay, so I have this kind of anxiety sometimes that I wake up with, and it'll last for a couple of days sometimes, and rarely a couple of weeks or a month. And it goes away by the afternoon usually. I can't really, although there are things I could think of to blame it on, those things aren't bothering me as much by the afternoon, so I don't feel like it's anything in my immediate experience, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right, right.
So what's the best way to deal with something like that as in, of course, the universal?
Okay, how did you come to the codes? What is your experience with the codes so far? Did you come with the book? Or
yeah.
You have the whole program? No? Okay.
Back when the book first came out, and Alex was on telesummits and things, and so I kind of followed along from a distance since then and kind of kept up with, you know, some of the changes and things, but I'm not an expert by any means.
No, of course. I don't think any of us are. Well, there may be one or two, but it's not me.
Okay.
The peace is the category that I would expect that you want to focus on. And that would just mean that as you do the prayer and you modify it for yourself, that you would put in the prayer blank all the issues that are in the way of your peace, that are causing this anxiety, and that what you want is peace. And then you ask that those things be replaced with the peace of God. So that's the major category to work on. But I would suggest you continue to focus on the others also, because often we think that our issue is in one category and it's really got tentacles in a lot of them.
Right.
So
we don't need to know specifically, you know, something now or a childhood thing or anything like that.
Well, that's always helpful, and a coach can, you know, if you were going to do one-on-one coaching, you could maybe get to that. You might ask yourself, what picture, when I think about this anxiety, what picture comes up in my mind? Is there a picture that comes up?
The first picture that comes up is when I was a child, junior high school. No, I was in elementary school, and it happened like almost a whole summer. I never told anyone.
Okay, all right. So
but I didn't know what it was then either.
Okay, so I would just put that picture. If you're doing the prayer and you think the anxiety is tied to that, then just say that, you know, in your prayer. The anxiety that started with this experience that this picture brings up or reminds me of, or, you know, what was happening around this time. So you don't have to know specifically. Your subconscious mind is a lot, I don't want to say smarter, it has a lot more access to information than our conscious mind does. And it knows what the connections are, and it knows what the details are of that experience, even though you only have one little way to access it at all, you know. So that's what I would do. I would ask for peace around that, the issue that is tied to that picture, the anxiety that's tied to that picture. And that's what I would do. And then I would spend a couple of times a day coding for that. And one time a day, I would work through the other 11 categories, which are starting with, you know, any forgiveness issues related to that picture or that time. I would always put that picture or that time in the prayer blank, but I would work through the categories. So the unforgiveness issues related to that time, the harmful actions related to that time, either mine or somebody else's, the unhealthy beliefs related to that time or that experience, then start on the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and ask for all those kinds of issues one at a time, you know, one a day. But but do your peace one at least a couple of times a day. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you very much.
Okay. And you can insert that universal code as the healing code part of the trilogy. I encourage you to use trilogy.
Okay.
You don't have to spend as much time doing the healing code when you do trilogy. If the whole process takes you 4 or 5 minutes or 6 minutes or whatever, that's fine. You don't have to make the healing code portion of it 6 minutes.
Okay.
So you can insert it right there in the middle. Good. I hope that's helpful. If you think of something else you'd like to say about that, you're welcome to.
Yeah, not that I can think of right now. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome to ask again if you will not.
And I also appreciate the topic of people with dementia or other loved ones who say things that hurt us without necessarily intending to do so. So
yeah, sometimes people with addictions or some kind of malady in some way or another where they really aren't in full control of their
right
of their interactions.
They're speaking from their pain or their disorder or whatever.
Yes.
So if you wanted to expand on that, I would vote for that too. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Seems like there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. Candy, did you have something you wanted to say? I saw your hand up and then it went down. And we have someone else online who's just been on for a moment. So now we're asking questions and answering questions, we hope, about Dr. Alex's different processes, particularly starting out with healing codes, but trilogy and someone memory engineering or whatever else that is in your heart that you'd like to ask. We're welcome for that. And you can press *2 on your keypad to raise your hand so that I might see that you have a question. I'm going again to look at the web. Okay. All right. So I was talking about the issue of hurt feelings or keeping ourselves from taking in the negative energy that comes with someone we love or have a relationship with or around that says things that hurt us. And particularly these people are may have dementia or may have an alcohol problem or a drug problem or some other something that is, or just their pain and fear and lack of peace in themselves that bring about saying things that they really are sorry that they said, usually afterwards, but things that hurt us, things that can hurt us if we allow them to come in and get a hold. So we would think that maybe in that case we would want to think about forgiveness, first of all, and remember that there is another entity involved besides that person and me, and that is the issue, the pain, the addiction, the illness, the whatever it is. And realize that what they say is not true, or at least it's not the best and highest truth. There, if there's something in it we need to learn, then that's good. We need to, you know, be aware that we can learn from things that people say unguardedly sometimes, and maybe take that as help for us to change and grow. But those things that are said just to hurt, or it feels like they're said just to hurt, name calling and all that kind of stuff, we can first of all just forgive and let that go, and let it not be something that's important, and let it not be something that defines the relationship or impacts the relationship, that we will decide rather how we're going to be in this relationship from moment to moment, and not let those things get in the way of that decision for truth and love in the present moment. So does someone else have something they'd like to say about that particular approach or whatever? I would do code. I would use the universal code or specific codes for love, for forgiveness, maybe even for humility, so that I believe the truth about myself and don't let these things that are said get in the way of the truth about myself. So those are the categories that I would use to deal with that. And just take a deep breath and let it roll. Picture it as something that can, you know, a silicon ball or something that could just roll right off and not even leave a trail. That it doesn't have to be considered or remembered or categorized or any of that stuff. So that's all I have to say about that. If someone else would like to say something, I'd be glad to hear it. Star 2 again, please, if you'd like to raise your hand. Yes, Candy, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, I was just going to answer your comment that I deal a lot with patients or with residents that have Alzheimer's dementia issues. And lots of times, I don't think they have any clue, because it kind of depends upon where they're at and their dementia or Alzheimer's issues. But lots of times they have no clue as to what they're saying, and even if you did remind them of it, they would have no clue as what they said back to you a few minutes before that or whatever. Some of them might be able to and some not. So, I don't know, in my ministry, I just deal with loving these people where they're at, not concentrating on where they're at mentally, because sometimes maybe I can figure it out where they are at mentally, sometimes maybe not, but that's really not the issue. These are God's people, and I thought for me, as an outsider, although I am, you know, do volunteer work in the care facility, just like I was a regular employee, is just to love these people and to love them and forgive them, like I would somebody else who had totally totally with it, mentally, physically, spiritual, whatever, would be the same thing. It's just, you know, if forgive them, like I would my best friend or whatever. We need to, I think, just love these people that have Alzheimer's dementia, whatever issues these people have going on and on. Just love people where they're at and show them unconditional love and forgiveness. The Lord Jesus loves us, wants us to be loving and kind, and He was, you know, loving and kind towards us. We need to be loving, kind, and forgiving towards other people.
Thank you, Candy. And I know that's our aim. And I know that sometimes things that we've got embedded in us, those little splinters that, you know, we talk about, the stuff that's in us that's not us, but it just is causing a hurt place, that we need to, or we can use healing codes and trilogy and memory engineering and whatever else to heal those places so that they don't hurt, so that they don't almost attract more hurt. I think we can notice that if we're having an issue with someone, we we attract more problems from that someone. So I noticed that in my own life. Someone else could say the same thing. It wouldn't bother me at all. But from that person, it hurts. So that's a problem in me, you know. That's something I need to heal in me. And let's think of it. Thank you, Candy, for that. Would you like to say more?
Oh, yes, I would. I love all the healing cards, but I really love the trilogy. It's like tonight when you start off doing the code, and I have this really tight place in my shirt, or probably due to stress, I don't know, or whatever, and really tight. And after doing this trilogy, I noticed that it nearly had the tightness that I've had all day and everything. So, so it's just kind of like, I just love that you know, this is something about for me, the trilogy, the more I do it, it just, you know, just encapsulates everything, the trilogy and the codes and the, I can't think of the part you call it, the very end of it, but anyway, the three-step program, just the way it all works. And I think when I actually do it, whether I do it in bed or sitting, probably time I go through, you know, the prayer and actually do everything, I don't even time it, but I know it's way more than 3 minutes, but I don't worry about it. I know that it works and that it just, I can just tell I don't know if it's really, just a different feeling in my body. It's kind of like I have it's kind of like, I guess, a spiritual lift. It's not like I'm going to go walk 10 miles or anything like that, don't get me wrong, but I can just feel a difference in my overall body when I take the time to do the trilogy. I know I'm just a healing coach, too, but I like to encapsulate the trilogy involving the whole complete, you know, three-step program. It just brings extra balance and extra boost to my life. And even though there's been times I feel like I had to be at one thing, maybe go to something else and whatever, and I've had the energy to do it and everything. And I can still get a ton of difference in my exercise program, whether I'm exercising with a group or doing my own exercises here at home or whatever. I just have a different, if I'm really stressed, I'm in a day that's kind of throw the stress, okay, let's take time to do the trilogy. And that just really gives me energy just an extra, I don't know, I just feel more awareness of God's presence, Him being with me and the work and doing His work and the work He's calling me to do, and just more of it just gives me that extra peace that I don't believe I would have any other way. But I love the trilogy. I'm hooked on it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to mute you now. I appreciate that. Okay, I did want to mention, anybody else have hand up, star two, and we'll be glad to talk with you. I wanted to mention that trilogy program, to me, when I've talked to others about it, especially people that have been using the healing codes for a long time and were kind of hesitant to add the portion, the tapping portion before and the chakra or healing center portion after, that it kind of reminds me or kind of, to me, it's an analogy of how we plant and harvest, or how we plant new plants. And the first thing we have to do is break up the soil. And I kind of picture that as that tapping portion where we're beginning to get the energy moving and move, you know, getting things so that they're alert and awake and ready for change. And then the healing code portion, I kind of picture that as pulling out the weeds and putting in the seed. And the, you know, that's removing the negative that's in our prayer, and then instilling the love and light and life of God. So pulling out the weeds and putting in the seed is the healing code portion. And then that last portion where we talk about the river of energy flowing, that reminds me that we have to water it in. If we're gonna get a good crop, we have to water it in and get it so that the seed is really in contact with the soil, and there's not a lot of air or empty spots around it. So that's what the water does when we're watering seed. But this just, to me, feels like we're watering in, finishing, and making good contact with what we've planted. So that's kind of how I think of it, and that's how I talk to people about it who are hesitant to add the first and the third portions to that trilogy, to the Healing Codes portion in the middle for a real trilogy program. And as I said to the first caller, when you do Healing Codes in the middle of a trilogy, you don't have to do the Healing Code for 6 minutes then, or whatever it is that's suggested in your particular code that you're using. You can do it for a lesser amount of time in the midst of there and add the tapping and the governing and conception meridian part at the end and get amazing results. And we've had a lot of people say, well, it doesn't feel the same to me when I do it. When I do the trilogy, I don't feel it like I do when I do the Healing Codes. I don't feel the energy moving like I do the Healing Codes because I don't sit there and concentrate on the energy moving. And somebody else said, yep, that's true. I don't feel that, but I notice it works. So when Alex heard that one time, he said, boy, that's what I want. I don't care if I feel it as much as long as it works. So we've had lots and lots of wonderful response to Trilogy, and I'm really glad that we have it. Okay, we have about 9 minutes to the hour. Do I have another hand, star two, if you have a comment or a question? And if you don't, let me just check the web again. Okay. If you don't have another question, let's use the last few minutes to do this trilogy process on, particularly on that set of circumstances where we are dealing with things said to us or done to us or whatever, things that need to be gotten out of the way so we can live in truth and love in the present moment during these holidays that are coming up. So, you know, there may be people getting together that don't necessarily, haven't always been the kindest to each other, or, you know, have different expectations or whatever. So let's kind of think of that as we do it and ask for healing in that area. So I hope you'll join with me. So that's our focus. So let's now start with our tapping and ask that those energy patterns and the energy in our bodies might be get started moving and opened up. So we're tapping at the inner eyebrow and now at the outer eyebrow near the temple and now under your eye, but be very careful. Don't bruise it. Upper lip. And now between the lower lip and chin. And we're tapping now on the collarbone at the midline, or near the midline. And now at the sore spot, down 3 or 4 inches and out towards your armpit 3 or 4 inches. And now center of the chest. And under the arm, and below the nipple. Okay, now on your hand, by the thumbnail, and then the index finger, and the middle finger, and now around to the outside of your hand, to the pinky. And now to the karate spot where you would, that fat portion on the side of your hand. Okay, now the back of the hand, we're going to do the 9G. Between the ring finger and the pinky, we're tapping. And we're going to do eyes open and closed. Open, look down left, don't move your head. Look down right, now move your eyes up and over to down left. Back up and over to down right. Hum, and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and hum. Okay, now we're ready for the healing codes portion. We're going to point all 10 fingers at the bridge And we're going to ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are related to these issues of hurtful things said or done that we'd like to be gone so that we can live in love and light and life and truth. We ask that those be gone and images and the truth and love and light of God be infused into our heart and soul and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Remember to breathe with your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now some positions from Healing Codes 2. Your left palm at the base of your skull, and go ahead and touch the skin, and your right palm on your forehead, and touch the skin there. Switch those hands, left palm to the forehead, right palm to the base of the skull. Now both hands on your low belly and just stack your thumbs up on your belly button. Now let's do the final part, and here we're picturing or asking for this river of energy. We're putting our hands down at the base of our torso, stacked up still like they were on our low belly. Just move them to the base of your torso as far as you can go and begin up the midline. And we're asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it be powerful and abundant and flowing through balanced and open energy centers. And we're moving right up the midline, just very smoothly, slowly. I'm at the heart chakra now, and now the throat. And we're going right up over the face and the forehead and the crown to the base of your skull, both hands. Take a deep breath. Okay, let's start again at the bottom, the base of the torso, and we're going to come up again. This time, notice if you need to stop at one or more of the energy centers. Just stop and give it a little extra time. Keep working your way up. And then over the top and to the base of the skull again. Now, one last time, starting at the base, and we're just going to move up very smoothly. We are touching our clothing, our body, feeling that touch, moving over the top, the base of the skull, and hold there a moment. Okay, relax. thank you very much for joining me in that. Anybody have any comment or question or anything else you'd like to say before we close the call this evening? Okay. I do appreciate your being here. Thank you so much. I'm going to open the lines. You can say goodnight to everyone. Good night, folks. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for what you shared. Appreciate that.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, yes. By the way, that reminds me. Thank you, Candy. We will not have a call next week because of Thanksgiving. So thank you very much.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.